Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The state fund responsible for reducing waiting times at public hospitals has also suspended funding for private services at Children's Health Ireland hospitals under insourcing arrangements over concerns at the group. It all follows the controversy around a hospital consultant who allegedly breached HSE guidelines. He was referring patients he was seeing in his public practice to weekend clinics where he was operating separately. A confidential report has found that the consultant did not fulfil his on-call hours for more than 3 years due to health issues. This is all coming out in the newspapers this morning, and there's an awful lot to get through on this. But Ciara, before we get into the detail on it, this is going to be causing further anxiety and concern for people who are sending their children to CHI this morning, who see, well, was my child caught up in that? Am I going to be at a disadvantage now because I'm going to a CHI hospital? There's so many questions here.
There are, and there's a litany of things here that started with the spinal surgeries in Temple Street. Then we had the hip dysplasia surgeries in Temple Street and in Kappa. Now we hear about rostering issues. We hear, you know, ICUs stretched to breaking point and all of that. It seems to me that there is an issue, a thread going between all of these issues, and that is one of clinical governance, and that there is a problem at CHI in terms of clinical governance and oversight in terms of all of these issues. And I have no doubt that if I was the parent of a child attending one of those hospitals, I would already be worried because I have a sick child, but now I would be more worried, and that is kind of unforgivable.
It's not like you have a choice. CHI runs the children's hospitals in Dublin, and the main teaching hospitals for children, yeah, for paediatrics, are all run by CHI. It is a massive issue and one that's going to keep going. Let us know what you think. Are you a parent caught up in this? Are you a medical professional going to work today who's a little despondent?
Because the text line is anonymous, so you can tell us things that no one knows it's you.
087 1400 106 on your WhatsApps. Martin Wall is the public policy correspondent for the Irish Times, and he's writing extensively about this. Morning, Martin.
Good morning, Jonathan.
There's an awful lot to unpack here, but it appears that CHI has an issue with governance, or at least a suspicion over how well their governance is run.
Yeah, I think that'd be a correct analysis. I think in terms of leaving it, and obviously this is separate to the issues that Ciara was talking there in relation to hips or in relation to spinal, this is a separate issue. And in this internal report, I think there are three elements. I think there's an issue in relation to culture and dysfunction in relation to a particular part. The report is actually very stark. It says absolutely concludes CHI has a broken culture. It talks about dysfunctional relationships, challenging behaviour, and then quite concerningly, it says there's a potential risk to patient safety. So that's a big, big issue in itself. Then there's a separate issue in relation to the NTPF and the operation of waiting lists and the management of waiting lists. And what it actually says that there was this particular, in a particular area of the hospital, there were 179 children who were seen in special outpatient clinics that were run over 5 Saturdays. Now, bear in mind, this report goes back to 2021 and was published, or sorry, I beg your pardon, it wasn't published. It was completed in 2022, but never published or never given to the minister or to the HSE. It was internal within CHI. So there were 179 children seen over 5 Saturday weekend clinics that were funded by the NTPF. These were children who were already on waiting lists. A consultant was paid €35,800, and in addition, there were a number of additional support staff were also paid. However, this report raises questions as to whether these clinics were actually needed at all or not. These special, separate clinics that were paid for initially by the NTPF were needed at all. It suggests that there was evidence that there was capacity available elsewhere within the public system.
The suggestion is that they didn't need to be transferred off the regular list, and that this expense could have been avoided.
That's exactly the, what it suggests. And then it raises issues in relation to the consultant concerned. And it, as you said, it made, as we report this morning, this particular individual had health issues and had not, and was on essentially restricted duties in the organisation, and hadn't done on call duties for 3 years. As a replacement, the CHI had brought in a locum cover essentially, and had paid €450,000 for this locum cover over that particular year's cover for this the ill health of the particular doctor. And the but it then points out that the doctor, despite the issue of not being able to do the on call, did these weekend clinics. So okay. they are, that's another issue.
There's a serious question for the National Treatment Purchase Fund, because it is important that the waiting lists exist. We know that there are huge waiting lists. These weekend clinics are becoming more and more common to try and identify long waiters or to reduce them down. Now the NTPF says, hang on, we're not going to give any more money for this until we get to the bottom of it. So who's going to lose out on all this? It's the kids on the waiting list.
Well, yes, indeed. And I think the issue will be the duration of this pause that's been put in place. If it's a pause that is only last a week or so, or, you know, a couple of weeks in relation to get to the bottom of what is actually going on, well, then I think that may be okay. If it's longer and it's more protracted, well, then it'll obviously be a very serious issue in relation to the NTPF. Because we have to bear in mind, the NTPF receives nearly €250 million from the Exchequer, from taxpayers, every year. There's an awful lot of money going into this. And I think it needs to be actually clear. And I think the taxpayers need to be clear that this is being spent correctly. I think the issue of the appropriateness, there's been arguments for 20 odd years, whether the NTPF was appropriate or not, whatever. It deals with waiting lists, and probably people who are on lengthy waiting lists probably don't care about where the actual money is coming from as long as they get the treatment. But the issue is there has to be governance over this arrangements. There's an awful lot of money involved. So the NTPF has to be clear in relation to it.
I think that the CHI board, I think it's a voluntary board. And again, you'd have to ask yourself why anyone would want to commit to a voluntary board that where there are issues like this right now. But the question is, does that board continue on? Are we going to have to come up with plan B? Is there going to be pressure on the minister to disband the board and to start again, or to absorb it into the HSE? I mean, there are many, many questions about the CHI board right now.
Yeah, to be fair, the CHI board has been in, as we say, as management speak says, has been refreshed. There's been quite a changeover in personnel on that CHI board. But the government and the minister had indicated that when all of these various reports at the CHI in relation to the spinal surgery, in relation to the hips, and there's another report due in a while in relation to spinal surgery, when those reports were in, this was the whole issue of governance and the running of hospitals in pediatric hospitals was going to be looked at again. This report in relation to this particular issue, I think, came out of the blue. I think it blindsided the minister, it blindsided the Department of Health, it blindsided the HSE. So this has come out of the blue and has actually made the issue more acute and made the problems potentially worse for CHI. So, but you're right, there are questions in relation to governance of CHI. Should it go back into the HSE? Well, it never came from the HSE, to be clear. To be honest, these were three voluntary hospitals or the constituent
parts. They were bumped together as part of a single unit.
Exactly. Yeah. They were never part of the HSE. There were three voluntary hospitals. And it raises the issue again in relation to the way Irish hospital system is actually structured, where you've part run by the HSE, part run by hospitals that are voluntary boards. And those voluntary organisations, as you say, are having great difficulties in getting people to serve on those boards, given all the various problems that we're actually seeing across the system.
Martin Wall, public policy correspondent for the Irish Times. Thanks very much for joining us on Newstalk Breakfast.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.